Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS 736. And as we said earlier in the show, of course, Halloween just around the corner. And we're looking at candy prices, Halloween candy prices. They've been up quite a bit, I guess, recently. And with us to talk about that, Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers. Good morning, Tanya.
Hey, good morning.
Whatever we do, we know we're going to probably restock about three times before Halloween gets here, right?
I mean, it's what we should do. It's sort of one of those things that everybody does that everybody thinks that they shouldn't do. But, you know, I think we should just embrace it at this point. That may actually help us set a new record if we do that. The folks at the National Retail Federation say that we are expected to spend a record $13.1 billion on Halloween this year. That is up about 13% from last year, and it should beat the previous record, which we set a couple of years ago in 2023, with $12.2 billion. The thing is, though, according to this survey in the National Retail Federation, folks, that we aren't buying more necessarily. We're just paying more for what we're buying, which is not great. This does not equal more Snickers in our, you know, kitchen cabinets for us to go and you know, grab it on a whim. Apparently, we are spending it on costumes, $4.3 billion, decorations, $4.2 billion, candy, $3.9 billion. That's up about 11% from last year. There is about 79% of the people they surveyed said they expect higher prices specifically because of tariffs. That may be something that we see, especially with costumes. They are predominantly manufactured in China, Vietnam, and other Asian countries. And those have been hit the hardest with those tariffs. Many retailers did get their Halloween inventory earlier in the year before the tariffs really hit. However, not everybody is going to be able to absorb those additional costs. So, you know, you should be expecting to pay more for costumes. As far as the candy goes, shrinkflation, that word that we keep hearing a lot over the past, you know, few years, that is one of those things that we're probably going to be paying the same amount, if not more, and getting smaller bags and fewer pieces and reduced portion sizes. There are a lot of folks, about half of consumers, started buying their Halloween stuff in September or earlier this year. That's up from about 47% in 2024. Now we're at like 49%. So yeah, when those, I know we always kind of make the joke about, you know, the 4th of July is over. Now here's the Halloween aisle immediately after it.
Pretty quick.
That may have actually helped a lot this year because some people were like, okay, I'm going to go ahead and get my stuff in case, you know, prices go up or there's tariffs or whatever. And it turns out a lot of people do that.
I was shopping out with my wife last night and we bought two decorative pumpkins. I think I paid under $5 each, but I don't know how that compares to last year. I don't know if there's been an inflation in the pumpkin patch. I really don't. I wonder about the plastic skeletons that are so popular anymore. I wonder what the price is. They probably don't track skeletons, but
apparently. I don't know, but yard decor is a big thing. Also, pet costumes. that is also one of those things that's all, that's a big, you know, a big thing to buy for people around Halloween. So yeah, you're seeing costumes when they talk about costumes in these like spending categories, they didn't specify whether that is, you know, mainly just like people or pets and people or what. I assume they're all kind of lumped in together, but we're spending a ton on that. Definitely.
You do. And I don't hear much about masks anymore. Masks, have they gone out of favor or do you know?
I mean, some people still wear them. They still sell some different kinds.
Yeah.
The political masks are always a big deal. But as far as like, I remember when I was a little kid, you know, a million years ago, we had those plastic, really uncomfortable plastic molded masks.
Right.
That had like, but you could barely see out of those things. And then, you know, when, you know, child safety became a thing, it was more like, okay, wear makeup. You know, while, you know, paint your face or something.
Right,
like
just paint
that,
your
so
face.
You can see better. Yeah. So you aren't obscured. Your vision's not obscured. You're not going to fall and hurt yourself or run out in front of a car or whatever. So, yeah, that's I think that's kind of where a lot of folks, but a lot of adults still do get those, the different masks.
Well, I look at it and I just remember the one mask, the political mask that always was, seemed to be very popular back in the 70s was the Richard Nixon mask because. It had, you know, this had the stubble in the face and the big rose nose, and you couldn't mistake. Yeah, that's Nixon, but all right. So mask, candy, we've covered everything. I guess pumpkins and even skeletons. I was at the parking lot where I was yesterday with my wife. There was a skeleton sitting in the passenger seat of the car. I don't know whether that was supposed to scare away any carjackers or whatever. It's that time of the year, time for people to be silly, and we're doing it.
It is.
Tanya, thanks. What's your favorite candy bar, by the way, or favorite candy?
I think I'm currently in a Snickers mode.
Snickers,
it's either that or M&M's, either one of those.
Right.
Also, Nerds gummy clusters for some reason. I think it's the amount of running I'm doing. The Nerds gummy clusters are like my go-to because I think they're just like small and portable at this point.
All right, we'll send you a case, okay?
That's awesome.
All right. Thank you for being with us, and we appreciate the information this morning. Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Power saying, hey, there's been a little inflation crawl on the stuff we buy for Halloween. Early voting starts Monday for Sedgwick County's local election November 4th. Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News.
We're only projecting about between a 15 and 20% turnout for this general election, so I really encourage everybody. You have a lot of city elections, municipal elections. You have some school board elections with Board of Education candidates all across the county. So please get involved. Make sure you're registered and make a plan to vote.
Ryan Beatty commented during his weekly appearance with Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS. All right, Steve and Ted in the Morning on this Wednesday, October 15th, 2025. On this date, 165 years ago in 1860, 11-year-old Grace Bedell of Westfield, New York, wrote presidential candidate Abraham Lincoln a letter suggesting he would look better if he grew a beard.
All right.
So I said, okay, I'll just do it. And he did. And sure enough, he wound up on the penny with that beard of his.
Yep.
But, we have many. Since then, of course, we haven't had many bearded politicians or bearded presidents. You had, of course, you had Ulysses S. Grant came along after him. And
yeah.
I think Hayes was a bearded, but
that was a popular look.
Yeah, Teddy Roosevelt just had a little mustache. He did not have a full-blown beard. So anyway,
yeah.
And now we have a vice president that has a beard.
No, yeah.
How about
yeah.
that?
Well, beards go in and out of fashion,
yep.
favor, that sort of thing.
I've had one before.
Of course, we had a streak of mutton chop presidents there for a while, and that doesn't – I haven't noticed that that's come back
that's
quite
not
as
a fad.
Much.
No. Although I did grow those back in the 70s. I grew a couple of mutton chops, and nobody else seemed to want to do that. I was the only one. So.
Well, maybe they're due for a comeback. Maybe the next several presidents will all have big mutton chops going on.
I hate to be a trendsetter, but there you go. 7:34, Steve and Ted. Tell you that we told you last hour, there a few minutes ago, this is National Grouch Day. So if you want to give yourself permission to be a little grumpy today, why, be our guest. It is also Global Hand Washing Day. In a new survey, 77% of Americans say they see other people leave restrooms without washing their hands. That's up from last year when 68% said the same. Now it's up to 77%, so people apparently are not washing their hands like they should. As usual, men are the biggest culprits. 85% of women report always washing their hands in public restrooms, compared with just 77% of men. And 45% of people admit to sometimes rinsing with only water, no soap. And yes, men are more likely than women to skip the soap. Of course, with the pandemic, we were made.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
More aware of the fact that washing one's hands frequently can help control the germs that are present on your hands.
And of course, a bit of a trivia question for you, Steve. What was the song that they said you should sing, and how many times should you sing it while you're washing your hands?
I think it was Happy Birthday.
That's right. Two times through Happy Birthday.
Happy Birthdays. And
then your hands will be clean.
Well, and, you know, this is kind of the flu season's here, and we're always advised during flu season, keep washing those hands because it keeps the germs away. All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.